This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, be part of the conversation. Seriously, you know what? I may not be the smartest guy in the room, but I'm sure you can learn something from me. I guarantee it. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can do a couple things while you're there. I wish you would do a couple things while you were there. One of them is buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. They're all up there. And, you know, I should just put one of these days, I'm just going to put a T-shirt on the video. But, you know, we have a couple of T-shirts. There are variations of one in particular that you need to get your hands on. It's hashtag stand. For you old guys, it's pound time, pound sign stand. But it's hashtag stand. And basically what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, you see these guys running around with the, you know, this grassroots riot. That's what they are. They're not protests, they're riots. That's why I stutter over them. They got the black shirts, black pants, black shoes, black bandanas, and they use ski masks sometimes. And they say resist on them. I don't know what they're resisting. I guess they're resisting a constitutionally elected president. That's what they're protesting, rioting. But I'm telling you to wear a T-shirt that says stand. It's a red shirt, white print, hashtag stand. Stand for America. And my attitude is don't back down. I'm not telling you to get in a fight. That's not what I mean. But there's no reason why you can't just stand and stand for liberty and stand for freedom, stand for your freedom of speech, stand for your right to protest or counter-protest. I'm telling you. And I only say this because we wait too long and we don't fight back. As conservatives, we think we're just going to come out on top because we're right. Well, they think they're right, too, and they're willing to fight for it. They're willing to smash windows of stores that actually support them, like Starbucks. I think that's hilarious. They set the place on fire. They smash the windows. It's just great. And most of these cowards, because you are cowards, look at, some of you may know somebody that's in there. Let them know that I personally believe that they're cowards. I know a lot more people that believe that as well. If you're going to hide your face, you're so righteous, you're such a warrior, right? That you're willing to go out there and cover your face because you're afraid somebody's going to recognize you. Well, here's my face. You have my name. You know where to find me. See, it doesn't take courage to cover your face and be a vandal. There's no courage there at all. That's cowardice and stupidity. It's a combination of both. Maybe even a low IQ. I don't know. We'll work that out later, but it doesn't take any courage to do that. The courage is when you don't wear it on your face. When you do stand out there in the open and you let people know how you feel and why you're fighting for something. Which is why I tell my friends, my conservative friends, put the hashtag stand shirt on. And let people know that you stand for America. You're going to stand to make America great again. You're going to stand against the resistance. And you know, they use that word for a reason. Oh, all those, and I watch some of them, so don't take it the wrong way, all those crazy shows on TV, you know, the space shows where they're resisting the Empire. Right, think about all that from a mental standpoint, from a you know, what they're doing to your mind, what they're doing with you. It's a big deal. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. There's a couple stories I want to get to. I'll still get to them. I like the... Oh, here, this one here. This is a good one. Teacher was fired. Remember that teacher was fired for giving a Bible to a student? And it goes back a few years, 2014. And the teacher's name is Walt Tutka, out of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And he's also a member of Gideon's International. And for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you don't know, but Gideon's is a Christian service organization. They give people Bibles. You know, you've seen them on street corners. You've seen them during the holidays out near stores and what have you. And you've definitely, well, you used to see them in hotels. I don't know if you still see them in hotels. I would imagine so. They're free. Hotels don't care. Mr. Tutka also happened to be a substitute teacher in Phillipsburg. And he was fired from that job after he gave a student a Bible. Now, the student happened to be the last person entering through the door. Mr. Tutka told the youngster that the first shall be last, but the last shall be first. The student later inquired on several occasions about the origins of the quote. He showed the student the verse in the Bible, which led the student asking for a personal copy of the Bible himself. The student asked for the Bible. And being a good Gideon, Mr. Tutka gladly supplied the child with a copy. Now, that didn't seem to matter to the school district that the student asked for the copy first, which is basically how it goes everywhere. If it's initiated prayer by the student, initiated conversation by the student, it's fully acceptable. Now, student can't be coerced or anything like that into asking, but a lot of these students do want to know where you're coming from. They do want to know what some of these phrases. They want to know why you do some of the things that you do as a teacher, or an adult, or an administrator at school. And you should never, no matter what, this is what I talked about warriors earlier, right? You should never be afraid to tell a child, a student, or what have you, wherever you're at, why you're doing what you're doing, especially a young person. They think that this is, pulled out of some of the latest dance craze or somewhere off of MTV, which shows you how old I am, right? But they're never going to know what these meanings are. They're never going to know why you do what you do unless you have a solid foundation to tell them about it. More of this on the inside of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Hopefully you hung in there too. You're back as well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, do be part of the conversation. I don't care if you're on Facebook or our regular. If you go up to our website, therealside.com, there's a live chat room. I know there's smarter people than I am there. I just know it. I've seen what they say. They know how to spell. They know how to talk better than I know how to talk. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, this thing is doing it again. I love it. I don't know why we do video. I have no idea. Other than it seems to make everybody but me happy. It's, yeah. Anyway, so I got a boatload of stuff I want to get through tonight. And I mean a boatload. And we've got, you know, with everything going on, the only thing it seems like everybody is focusing on is Mr. Trump or President Trump firing Comey. And the time frame. And what he actually did wrong. And again, all these Dems wanted him gone for the longest time. And all of a sudden, it's an issue. And you know, when Maxine Waters was asked the other night, or asked if she understood that Hillary Clinton would have also fired him, she said yes. And basically that was all right because it was her and she had reasons to, where he has no reasons to. And he's always hated Comey. And he shouldn't just do it just because he doesn't like the guy. He did the same thing Comey has committed or done the same things from August or year before that, all through up until when Trump got. So there's no difference. If he's going to let her go, let him go. Or Hillary was going to let him go. All the same reasons. But the Dems can't wrap their mind around that. I don't know why. All right, so some more lunacy from these Dem administrators. So the University of Chicago's Pi Gamma Delta, or Pi Gamma Delta, I'm sorry. The fraternity was accused of racial insensitivity. You ready for this one? Not for hosting a Mexican-themed, or Italian-themed, or Asian-themed, or Black-themed, whatever. No, no, no. They were racially insensitive for hosting a construction-themed party on the night of Cinco de Mayo. Now, the president of the fraternity, Clyde Anderson, even clarified the statement after the fact that the construction theme was intended as an ironic response to the ongoing renovations being made on the fraternity house. I mean, God forbid we ask these people to think for themselves. That would be a lot, wouldn't it? So they're complaining about how long it's taken for this thing to be built out. Now, the decision to host an event in the near-complete basement of the house represented the end of a long-term yearning amongst the brothers of Fiji, is what they're calling it. And Anderson wrote in his statement, a copy of which was obtained by the Chicago Maroon. The decision to host the initial construction-themed event must be understood as a product of this construction process. Because, you know, it has to be something bad, right? You realize that. Nothing can ever be at its purest as simply trying to be funny or just no real point to it. Always has to have a point. Now, Anderson also pointed out that the party was only coincidentally planned for Cinco de Mayo, noting that no brothers who wore construction attire had any part of the in their attire Hispanic connotation. Because that would have been bad too, right? Think about where we've come. Nothing. You could do nothing. Because it's, what do they call that? Cultural appropriation. I'm telling you. You know who's doing this? Webster's is doing this. Because they're making a whole boatload of money making these words up. Getting them, you know, in their books and online. Come on, this is just nuts. I would love a lib to write me. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Send me an email through the website. And or call in. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Explain this to me. I'm Italian. And if Mr. O'Malley decides to have himself a spaghetti dinner party on his backyard, and he's serving spaghetti and meatballs, I am not going to be offended unless I'm not invited to the event. Although, I would invite me to the event because I'd be afraid, A, I'd either eat too much or I'd talk about how bad the spaghetti and meatballs were. But other than that, there's no such thing as far as I'm concerned. You appropriate as much of my culture as you can. I'm very happy that you would even want to do such a thing. That there's something about my culture, my heritage, that you enjoy so much, appreciate so much, that you're willing to take part in. Every summer, where I grew up, and all over the place, really, you know, Italian sections all across the country, they have St. Anthony's Feast, St. Joseph's Feast, that kind of stuff, where they, you know, it's a celebration. And they have it in Irish neighborhoods. Now, lots of checks. St. Joseph was not Irish. He was an Italian guy. But the feasts, these celebrations take place in Italy. And they happen here at the same time. It's kind of like, you know, you do it, we do it, that kind of thing. But I don't ever remember any of us growing up as a kid concerned whether the Irish kids were celebrating St. Joseph or St. Anthony or any one of those days. Right? I don't care when people wear Italian-style clothing. And is that cultural appropriation? I mean, think about all the stupid things that you can't do anymore or you shouldn't do. I would do every one of them. See, I would do the revolt in the opposite. Do them all. You like Mexican food? You want to throw a Mexican party and wear the ponchos and the sombreros? And you know what I love about this? This is the funny thing. The other night, my wife thought I lost my mind because I'm watching these clips, five-minute clips, on, you know, first time from Ireland tastes real American food. And so they were doing all these things. And then one of them says, real Mexican food, not American Mexican food. Well, I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. So I go look, and they're running down a list of things that really aren't Mexican. Things that really aren't Italian. Things that aren't Chinese. Who knew the Panda Express didn't serve Chinese food? No, I'm not making fun of Panda Express because they all do it. Let's just be honest about it. They all make food for Americans that resemble Chinese. They make food for Americans that resemble Italian food. Okay? I don't think really, and I might be wrong, my mother will let me know because she pops in out of the chat room. At 57, she still comes in and tells me where I'm wrong. I don't know if my grandmother ever really served spaghetti and meatballs. We got meatballs, we got sausage. But I don't ever remember putting both down at the same time. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about more about cultural appropriation. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with a ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Almost. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the real side here, watching, listening. I don't get the watching. Sorry, guys. You might. I don't. Never have. Remember the early days when we used to use the camera? I was like, why do you care? Why do you even want it on? But I guess it's part of media, right? The whole thing. You got to have the whole nine yards or else. So I do appreciate the time. I do appreciate it if you like the camera. Okay, so be it. You like the camera, the whole nine yards. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let your friends know about the show. If you like the show at all, in the least, even a little bit, okay, I would appreciate it. Let your friends know about it. Let them know how they can find us. If you're watching on Facebook, that's not the only place. You can find it on TheRealSide.com. You can grab it later. I mean, we're everywhere. We're in Ustream, YouTube, everywhere. But you can find out where to find it on the website. You want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you are getting involved in the conversation. Okay, back to the story, if I can find it. There you go. So, I was on the fraternity, right? Man, I lost you there. It's all right. We only got another hour and a half. Take your time. Okay, thank you. Anyhow, we were talking about, it's been confirmed that we were talking about cultural appropriation because a fraternity at one of the at Chicago University decided to have a construction-themed party to celebrate the progress on renovations at their, at their frat house. But it just so happened it happened on Cinco de Mayo. So because it happened on Cinco de Mayo, they called them racially insensitive. Now, I don't know. Here, I'm going to hear about this, but whatever. So it's construction-themed, and if you live in California and you look around, 99.9% of the people doing construction are Hispanic. So, I don't get it. I mean, they're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. A lot of Hispanics work construction. I'm not saying that in a negative way. So, what's the big whoop? even though one had absolutely nothing to do with the other. The construction part, I mean, we're talking about a frat house. They don't need much of a reason to party, right? I mean, somebody bought another six-pack of beer. There's a reason to party. And that's all they were doing. And they were irritated because it was like an endless cycle of construction going on there. And they made these guys feel so bad that they actually apologized for it. They did nothing wrong. We're allowing this. What are you raising for kids? We're allowing this to happen. If you did nothing wrong, don't apologize. I know some of you squishies out there go, well, if you hurt somebody's feelings, you know, even if you know you didn't do anything wrong and they're just a little on the weak side, just go ahead and apologize. I go, no, because this is what's caused this. This is what's caused safe rooms, trigger warnings, fluffy puppies to pat on Fridays at some of these colleges. Because you didn't feel you had a rough week. If you look at your kids, you just go, hey, you know what? Some people suck. That's how it works. And you're going to have to deal with idiots. And you're going to have to put up with people that aren't going to like you no matter what you do. And you hurt their feelings and you don't mean to do it on purpose. You can look at somebody and say, look, the intention wasn't, I'm sorry, because the intention wasn't to hurt your feelings. And if your feelings are still hurt tomorrow, it's on you. I am not going to beat my brains out to make sure that I don't hurt your feelings. I'm not going to go to my way to hurt your feelings, but I sure as heck am not going to go beating my brains out to make sure that I know everything you like or don't like, words you don't like, colors you might like, smells you might like. Yes, we've done some crazy stories on this show, so we can find something to offend everybody. I mean, that might be my next book, The Big Book of Offenses. God. I'm going to calm down. I'll make it. Anyway. So the chapter, you know, wrote in the paper, wrote in the school paper, right? And they apologized. They did all this stuff, and it didn't seem to help. People are still, the administration is still going out of their minds. And they, you know, they pushed it. You shouldn't have the party. You shouldn't do this. They had it anyway. Now, six multicultural organizations declared, referencing a meeting between a member of a student group known as Mecca and the organizer of the event, during which he apparently agreed to change both its time and theme. The chapter directly went against their word and broke their stated values of morality and leadership and completely disregarded the concern expressed by a Mecca. Now, listen, I don't understand something. I don't celebrate. I'm of Italian heritage. I grew up in a real Italian neighborhood. I don't think we celebrated Italy's Independence Day. I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe I was too drunk. But I don't remember celebrating that. I don't remember being asked. I couldn't tell you when it was. Why do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Not against it. A lot of people love reasons to celebrate. The more to celebrate, the happier they are. But, I mean, I can't play it because they'll kill the feed. But you have guys like Jesse Waters or Mark Dice out there asking people what Cinco de Mayo is, and they don't have a clue. It's party day. That's all they know. And what a double hit week for some of the liberals, right? You've got May Day or what do they call Labor Day, right? And then at the end of the week, you got Cinco de Mayo. You can get drunk at every bookend there. Oh, God bless America. Now, this event was an attack, so said one person, on the mental and emotional well-being of marginalized students on campus. No, I would say, if Joe wrote this article, here we go, that this event was an attack on the mentally weak and emotionally weak who perceive themselves as being marginalized on campus. Now, the person wanted the university to take prompt action against these students. What action would you take? They had a party on Cinco de Mayo, but it wasn't for Cinco de Mayo. I didn't know of any law. I didn't know of any constitutional, you know, rule that says you have to celebrate Cinco de Mayo in the way we tell you. these, again, we've raised these kids. You and I have raised, maybe not ours particularly, but you know what I'm saying. When you saw your best friend's kids and you saw them treating the kid like a little powder puff, did you say anything? Because if you didn't say anything, you helped cultivate this. Well, it's not my right to say anything to somebody else's kids. No, but when they're at your house, I can remember, my kids will tell you, years and years and years ago, if somebody was over my house and they wanted to let little Johnny express himself, I say, he can express himself all he wants to in your car while you're on your way home. Because they're not expressing themselves hanging off of my drapes or running around in my house or knocking something down in my house because you can't control the kid. No, not going to happen. And maybe some of these younger parents who don't like being called to the carpet like that, maybe you'd get them to look twice at what the kind of kid that they were raising, and you might get them to change away. Anyhow, let me breathe deep. I didn't finish this story. I know I started on it, something happened, and I got sidetracked. You remember that teacher that was fired for giving the student a Bible? Right? I never finished that. Yeah, you don't remember either. I know. You don't listen to the show. I get it. My producer doesn't listen to the show. While she's sitting here listening to the show. So anyway, the teacher was fired for giving a student to a Bible. And we started to go into this. He finally got his job back. And apparently the child, you know, again, there was a saying that the teacher used. We've all seen it. We've all heard it. And when the young man, the kid was always the last one, I guess, to leave the class or something. And the teacher made a comment, the first shall be last, but the last shall be first. Which is a quote out of the Bible. And when the kid asked him about it, he told him where it came from, which is all this so far is perfectly legal. The kid asked for his own personal copy of the Bible. Now, under normal circumstances, I don't know anybody who has Bibles in their, you know, trunk of their car ready to give away at a dime. Except if you belong to the Gideons. If you're a member of the Gideons, you probably have a box of these things in your trunk. And two guys on call ready to bring you as many as you need. Anyway, I'm jumping to your house more after the break. We'll finish up this story. Then we're going to talk about Oregon has almost totally abolished gender. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Please answer the question.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, back you go. Go ahead, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you for listening, for letting your friends know about the show. I hope you are letting your friends know about the show, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, do get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's with me or somebody else or what have you, but get involved. Get another viewpoint. It'll help you, at least, even if you don't agree, at least it gives you an idea. You'll know what we're believing, what we're thinking, how we come into our thought process. Look, there's a lot of you guys I don't agree with. But if I listen to you, if I take input from you, at least I know how you got there. And I can decide whether you've got there because you're swallowing the Kool-Aid that the party has given you, or because you've come up with it on your own. And if you come up with it on your own, I think that's great, and I can have some respect for you. But if all you're doing is spewing the party line, and when I challenge you, you can't answer, then, well, I believe the proper terminology is you're nothing but a drone, right? So anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. We're back to the teacher who lost his job for handing a student a Bible. Now, law is real easy. And what it is it's like I said, yes, it's very simple. If a child asks to pray, if a child asks for information, if a child asks for a Bible, you're entitled, as long as it's initiated by the student, you're entitled to move on it, whatever way it be. Now, if the kids, you know, in this particular place, the young man decided that he was curious as to where the teacher got some of these phrases that he was coming up with, found out it was the Bible, and then he decided, you know, I'd like to have one for myself. The teacher, being a member of the Gideons, which is the group of guys that puts those Bibles in your hotel room and hands them out on street corners and at events and that kind of thing. They raise money to do it, and God bless them for doing that. So being a Gideon, unlike the rest of us, he probably had a trunk full of Bibles. And he gave one to the student. So, and it didn't seem, at first it wasn't a big deal, right? Now, the school district didn't quite feel the same way. They felt that he shouldn't have been involved in this at all. And he was let go from the job. Now, First Liberty Institute took on Mr. Tutka's case and eventually scored a victory with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They agreed that the school district had discriminated against Mr. Tutka on the basis of religion and retaliation. And on the eve of the First Liberty deadline to file a federal lawsuit, the school district agreed to a settlement. That means that Mr. Tutka can once again become a substitute teacher, effective immediately. He says, "We are really pleased that we accomplished the mission we set out to achieve, restoring Walt Tutka as a substitute teacher in Phillipsburg," First Liberty Institution Hiram Sasser told the local news source. "We always knew Walt complied with all school district policies and federal laws. The EEOC agreed, and now Walt is returning to service in the community in the schools of Phillipsburg." What a real gem you guys have there in Phillipsburg, seriously. "And we hope the Phillipsburg School District learned a very important lesson. It's not nice to bully people of faith. It's also illegal." That's a word they don't much care for. I think that's going to be my piece this week. Is the illegal mindset of Democrats. Yeah, that should intrigue you a little bit. Anyway, so, you know, here you have a conservative teacher who stood up, a Christian teacher stood up for what he believed to be right and true and all of that, and was willing to put up with the aggravation. I won't say to make a point, because I don't believe he was trying to make a point. I believe he was simply standing up for what he believed, as everybody should. Don't let a school district or anything else bully you into backing down about something that you believe to be true, that you believe is the right thing to do. Within reason. So I really believe that's where we've gone sideways as conservatives. That's where we've gone sideways as Christians or Republicans or whatever you identify as. If you want good, solid conservative values, if you want the ability for your kids to learn in an environment that's truly, not kind of sort of, that might be, that's truly safe, then you need to take control. You need to be involved. You need to be there seeing what's going on. Not every day. I told you guys, it doesn't make me a better parent than you, but I used to sit in on the youth groups at the church. I wanted to see what was going on. I wanted to see what that teacher was doing, what the youth pastor was doing, what they were teaching, what they were telling my kids, so I didn't have to undo it later on. Did I trust the church? For the most part, yes. But God didn't say that he entrusted your kids to the church. He said he entrusted them to you. They're your kids. You're supposed to take care of them. You got to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Speaking of those little tykes. What? That was nice. What are those things that we talked to teacher that we talked to last week about the spinners, right? And they're for kids aren't they for kids with ADD in school, and it helps them supposedly helps them to burn off energy. That's right. So, you got the kids in school that are using the, and again, I'm not making fun of kids with ADHD or anything like that. I'm not doing it. But let's use a little common sense here. So, we got a whole bunch of young kids that are using these spinners, right? And it's kind of a distraction for them or calms them down or what have you. Although, how do you burn off energy holding something in your hand and spinning it? I'll never know. Burning off energy for us as kids was running up and down the hill. That burned off energy. So they're using these in classrooms to help children with ADHD and autism. And it helps calm their fidgetry, as they put it, their behaviors. It promotes concentration. And this is what the teachers are being told. And as usual, you know, the academia never really look it through, right? They really think this all the way through. So while little Johnny is there spinning his little spinner to kind of get his ADHD in line, the other 26 kids in the class are staring at little Johnny spinning his spinner to see when he's going to drop it or do whatever with it. Right? Now these things, God love it. Now they're supposed to be just for ADHD kids, right? And they're shipping out, or have been shipping out for a while now, over 1 million of these a month. And there's an estimated 200 million spinners already out in retail stores or have been sold or are selling. So are you telling me that we've raised a nation of almost 200 million kids and adults with ADHD? Because I'm not buying. I don't care what the price is. I'm not buying it. I mean, I think, and even doctors that I've spoken with, and I'll bring them on because some of you are going to be highly offended, but even some of the pediatricians I've spoken with have said the same thing. They think that ADHD is way, way, way overdiagnosed. And people in the industry think it's way overdiagnosed. Sometimes you need to learn a little self-control. Sometimes you need to learn to tell your kids no. Sometimes you need to start early teaching your child how to sit still, how to focus on one thing at a time. I mean, really, think about it. How did... I'm trying not to sound too old. How did all us guys from the 60s and 70s, and even earlier than that, but I can only deal with the 60s and 70s, how did we survive without, you know, rubber pads under the swings and without this medication for ADHD to help us sit still in class? How do we survive like that? How do we survive on peanut butter jelly sandwiches? And right now we're being told, you know, that's not good enough for kids in school. How do we survive? How do we survive where some kids had, you know, the latest and greatest sneakers and I didn't. I had hand-me-downs or whoever. How do we survive? How do we survive when some kids had, what were they called in my day? I don't know what they're called now. Designer jeans. And I had hand-me-downs. Right? How does this work? Our generation isn't that bad. I mean, the thing we did terrible, or some of us did terribly, and even the one after us is doing terribly, is you're not raising your kids with any kind of, I don't know, focus, purpose, tenacity. I've been for years joking about the speed bump generation. These kids get to a speed bump, and first they have to look up from their smartphone at that point, obviously. They decide and figure out that they're actually at a speed bump. They can't figure out why they can't move forward. Instead of figuring out how to go around it, over it, or do what they have to take care of, they have to look back at mommy and daddy and go, oh, what do I do now? I got a problem going over the bump. No, seriously. As opposed to the guys before our generation who, and you know, would come up on a wall and then blow it up. They go through it, go over it, go around it. Real successful people. Andrew Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back, get a lot more after the break. We're going to talk about how the state of Oregon has abolished gender. That's right. You can be genderless in Oregon. That's legal now. We'll be right back.